It's August 14th, 2020, and we are less than 100 days now away from our U.S. presidential election. What is the impact going to be, or what would we like to see the winner of the upcoming election produce in terms of understanding the information cost velocity curve?
This is, I think, perhaps the biggest issue upcoming in this election. The current administration under Don Trump and with advisors like Peter Navarro have demonstrated time and time again that they don't understand the core of economics, which is that where you are on the information cost velocity curve determines your competitive position, both for companies and for nations as a whole. In fact, all organizations for all human history have existed or disappeared based on where they were on the information cost velocity curve. It's one of the constants of human existence. And the key to understanding the curve is to know that as information costs fall and velocity increases, information can increasingly be substituted for other factor inputs like land, labor, and capital. And they can make those other inputs way more efficient than they were as well. And they allow you, in addition, to move into green initiatives because information cost velocity allows companies to literally see where greening their processes reduces costs, increases output, and makes you more profitable. The current people understand none of this, and they have constructed a series of very, very dangerous import taxes that they're layering on all Americans that they somehow think will hinder the growth of other countries and benefit the growth of the United States. Well, nothing could be farther from the truth. Those import taxes thrown onto the information cost velocity curve disrupt our progress. They prevent us from information optimizing our supply chains and organizations. So it's really dumb what they're doing, and it's a beginner's mistake. These folks just have no concept. Well, would another group, another candidate have any better idea? That's the question we need to ask, and it's the question that we need to hear answered, and soon. This election is coming up. We need a candidate who will stand up and say, Look, America, this is where we are on the information cost velocity curve. This is why we are where we are. And this is where we have to go and by when. And that is how we are going to grow jobs, grow wages, grow productivity, create solid retirement for all Americans. And better still, how about secure Social Security? So this is what we need to hear. And what the winner does, having entered the White House in January, will be key, because if we do not get a clear direction on what the information cost velocity curve implies and what policies will be put in place to enhance our position on it, we will be in trouble. And there is a very serious possibility that we could enter a prolonged industrial decline because of the basic ignorance of simple economics.
We've seen in the administration currently that a lot of the moves have been around tariffs. What would be some sensible moves to create some healthy competition and enable some growth in our economy?
Well, the first thing would have to be an elimination of these import taxes called tariffs. Import taxes are simply not helpful. We need to have a much more aggressive trading environment than the current administration is capable of thinking of. That's number one. But number two, we need a policy that starts off by saying the direction of the government of the United States is to encourage all industry to optimize with information. For example, whether or not you like shale oil if the shale industry is information optimized using modern cloud and off-cloud techniques, it will enable it to be sufficiently efficient that we can deal with the pretty crude attempts by the Saudis and the Russians to slash prices in order to put our shale producers out of business to force us back into a reliance on foreign hydrocarbons. This is one very simple thing that we can do. And you can look at almost every industry in the United States, and you can see that information optimization is the key to its long-term success. In another podcast, we're going to look at healthcare. And it becomes immediately evident from the numbers in that industry that information optimization is critical to our ability, literally, to survive. But it's very hard to think of anything we do, anything that could not be more information optimized than it is. Now, if we think of it this way, 7 of the most valuable companies in the world are super information optimized on the information cost velocity curve. And we call them platform companies. And you know their names, Apple, Google, Microsoft. These companies are platforms. They don't sell product and they don't sell just service. They sell these very sophisticated information surfaces that they've monetized. And they literally light up supply chains all around the world. That's critical. And that's what we need. We need policy that heads us in the right direction and doesn't mislead the working people of the United States into thinking things like, oh, we're going to bring coal back. Well, no, we're not going to bring coal back. We've got to move the people in coal forward. That's the key. We've got to move them forward. We've got to show them where the information cost velocity curve goes and how they can profit from it as individuals, what they can do, what kind of work. And we need to have an education system capable of sustaining this. That's another problem.
I'm sure we'll be revisiting this again post-election or maybe even closer to the election. Great speaking with you today, Francis. And for those of you that want to tune in for more on our insights, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.